Hello and welcome to the Sunday Jumpstart Podcast, a weekly podcast helping goal getters ditch the excuses, do the work, and make ish happen. My name is Jessica Lauren, and you are listening to episode number 141. Y'all, hey, and welcome back to this week's episode of the SJS Podcast. Happy Sunday. Thank you so much for spending just a couple of minutes with me right here on the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Now, before we dive on into this week's episode, I just wanted to spend just a couple of minutes saying thank you to you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to leave a 5-star rate and review over on Apple Podcasts. Today's review comes in from Maya from Houston, Texas. She says, "So happy you're back, sis. Seeing this episode pop up made me smile. I've missed you. But as a new mom, we totally understand how that goes. Just happy you and baby are happy and healthy." Thank you so much, Maya. That is so sweet. That made my day when I just looked at the rates and reviews over on Apple Podcasts. It feels good to be back. I'm so grateful to you guys for being patient with me as I was just on that raggedy hiatus, baby. Thank you for just standing in the gap and showing me love and praying for me and all that you all did while I was gone. But I'm back, and I'm back today with a brand new full-length episode. So get your popcorn, get your coffee, get your mimosas with your little champagne, and if you want to get a little tipsy during this episode, please do. And without further ado, let's slide on into episode number 141, The Gift of Thank You. All right, y'all, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to give you a little bit of a disclaimer. Today we have a special co-host in the building. It is my infant son, Colby. I am currently wearing him in a wrap, chest to chest. He is knocked out. And whenever I try to transfer him over to his bassinet or crib or somewhere else, baby, he ain't having it. So I'm going to practice what I preach and be about that done is better than perfect life. And so you might hear some baby cooing, a little bit of grunting, a little bit of breathing, and I'm going to try my hardest to edit it out. But baby, trying to edit out somebody else's breath, it's a lot of work and it might not be worth all of that. So y'all, we got a special co-host at the building today. It is my baby. Please extend me a little bit of grace as I'm just learning how to do all the things and still show up, but still take care of me and mine. So that is my disclaimer for today. All right, so let's jump on into today's episode, right? So I developed a terrible habit, and I hate to admit it, but I've been like devouring so much social media, and it is because I'm nursing my son. And you know, when you are breastfeeding a baby, nursing a baby, pumping, all of that, you have to get up, or even if you formula feeding a baby, you got to get up every 2 to 3 hours, especially because he's so young, to feed said baby. And y'all know I am a morning bird. If you're like, "Jessica, you got to be up at 4 a.m. I'm like, "No problem, girl." And at 4 a.m., I will be a ray of sunshine. I'm dressed to the nines, got my makeup on, ready to twerk it out. Okay. I love the mornings. Nighttime, baby, it is a struggle to get me to stay up, stay awake past 8 p.m. I am not lying. As my best friend, as my boo, as my mama, y'all, I be tired. So me adjusting to just being up late in the midnight hour, it's been a struggle. But you know, you got to feed a whole human, so I get up and do what I got to do. During those feeds, in my mind, it was like, "Oh my goodness, let me download so many books. I'm going to get my self-care on during those time and just, read things that'll feed my spirit and cultivate my mad chat." When I tell you, when it's 2 a.m., the last thing I want to do is read anything about spirituality. At that time, baby, I'm on Twitter, TikTok, I'm in celebrity gossip, I'm kikiing, just reading all kind of stuff, right? And, you know, he'll nurse for like 10, 15 minutes and conk out, but I'm still up. Like, what's going on? So I just be on Reddit reading gossip forums, child, just be up. And so when I wake up in the morning, I feel groggy. And it's not just because I'm up, you know, every 2 to 3 hours with a baby. It's also because I've just been feeding myself so much junk, like feeding my spirit and my mind so many, you know, thoughts from other people, opinions, op-eds. I'm reading articles. Like, I'll read something about, like, how to start your stationery business to why whales moan late in the minute. Like, my chat, I be all over the place. And so when I wake up, I just feel a little bit out of it. And I've been trying to work on breaking that habit because it's like, dang, you know, when you just consume so much, even if it's good things, you start to lose that connection with yourself. Like, it's hard for me sometimes to hear my own thoughts because I'm thinking about how Nicki Minaj is fighting with somebody on Twitter, or I'm thinking about something I saw on Law and Order change. You know, like, it gets really cloudy in my head. So one morning I woke up the same way, no matter, you know, like, I'll try to shower and shake it off or play some music, but I still can feel like, nah, something, you know, like my head isn't my own. My thoughts aren't my own yet. And so I was like, you know what? Let me go on Insight Timer. I'll be sure to link that app in the show notes. And to get a hold of the show notes, you just go to thesundayjumpstart.com and click on episode number 140. But the Insight Timer is a guided meditation app that I love, been using for years. And I just was going through the meditations. Like, clearly, you know, like, you could feel your soul and your spirit sometimes begging, like, hey, get back centered, get back grounded, get back on your own ish. You know, like I said, I don't think as humans we were built to hear, you know, I follow like, what, 900 to 1,000 people on Twitter. I'm not supposed to be hearing 900 thoughts from other people all day long. I follow like 1,000 people on Instagram. That we're not built for that type of input, but here we do it day after day, hour after hour, just listening in to and watching everybody else's lives. So I think after a while, our body's like, hey man, I need you to get back to you because you're doing too much and it's not advantageous. We wonder why we're comparing ourselves to so many people, why we're self-sabotaging, why we feel like we're not doing enough, why we feel less than. It's because we're constantly inundating ourselves with so much media, with so much junk. Even, you know, like, even the good stuff can be too much clutter is never a good thing. Like, you can't get clarity when there's clutter. So anyway, I go on the Insight Timer app and I'm just looking for something that's kind of speaking to me, and I find this guided meditation from Justin Michael Williams, and it's called Morning Glory. And I was like, you know what, it's morning time, I need some morning glory, so let me go to it. And so I put it on, sit down. Kobe, you know, he's like in his bassinet, just living his best little sleepy life. So I start the meditation. And, you know, he's, as we're going through the motions, like, relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, close your eyes, get in a comfortable seated position. You know, like, we're going through the motions. I'm just kind of like still trying to get into it. He's like, I want us to embrace a gesture of gratitude. And I kind of roll my eyes because, you know, that old adage, interrupt anxiety with gratitude. You know, like, we just kind of throw the word gratitude around and it becomes more of a platitude. Just like, oh, have you expressed gratitude today? Gratitude, 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 right? Because I feel like I'm always like, oh, thank you, Lord, for my house. Thank you, Lord, for my shoes. Thank you, Lord, for the clothes that I have in my closet. Thank you, God. Like, it becomes really rote. You know what I mean? Like, it just gets kind of blah. And so when he was like, we're going to do a posture of gratitude, it was like, oh, here we go. You know, like, I was just in a mood, y'all. And so as you know, I'm trying to get into it, and thankfully cliches are cliches for a reason. Gratitude really does interrupt anxiety, cloudiness, not being clear. It really does help you get your focus and grounding on. So I'm like, you know what, Jessica, stop judging it and just really give this guided meditation a chance. So I get out of my head and I do the work to be present, right? That's the whole point of meditating, is to let go of the fuss, of the clatter, and just really hone in on that moment. And so I just start releasing the judgment of myself, releasing the judgment of Justin Michael on this doggone guided meditation. I just release it all. I release feeling like the disappointment in myself, like, girl, you know better than doing all this. I release the feeling of, am I, you know, being a good enough mom? I just start releasing and just dropping my shoulders and, you know, just getting into it. And so, the teacher asked us to just say thank you. And he didn't use this language, but I'll use it. We basically said thank you to three different personas, right? The past, the present, and the future. And it was just a 15-minute little guided meditation. But when I tell you, that helped lift my mood for the rest of that day, the rest of the week. It really just set off a light bulb in me, like, aha. And I'm going to share with you what it was. And it's just basically taking some time out to say thank you to the past, the present, and the future. Now, what do I mean by that? Basically, you know, a lot of us, when we think about our past, we think about all the negativity, right? The relationships we wish we could have skipped over, the jobs we stayed at that didn't serve us at all, just some things from our childhood, the traumas, the depression, the late night hours, just the bad stuff. But a lot of the past gifted us with so many things that a lot of times we don't see it, because all we're caught up on is the negativity. But if you stop and say, you know what, past, I thank you for all those lessons that I learned, right? Yes, I would have loved to not have been in that relationship or that situationship with that man for 3 years, when the one where he messed up my confidence and my self-esteem. But in that relationship, I learned my self-worth. I learned that I can't be in nothing with nobody unless it is centered in love, care, trust, and respect. And I got that love, care, trust, and respect from Natalie Liu. Y'all talk about her all the time. She's a relationship expert. She has books and podcasts on a blog called The Baggage Reclaim Session. I'll be sure to link it in the show notes. She was on here. We actually did an episode about situationships, but that's what you want your relationships to be based on: love, care, trust, and respect. And because of my past, I've learned that if it ain't got that, I don't want it. You know, the past is also a gift, because it's a reminder that you can make it out of situations you never thought you could. You know, when you see yourself, like now, let's say you're dealing with financial difficulties, inflation is doing its thing, the stock market look crazy, people getting laid off left and right, unemployment's running out, all of that, right? And you're like, oh my God, this is it. This is the beginning of my demise. Hang it up. Like, I'm just done. But then when you take a second and tap back into your past and see, I have made it through 100% of my hardest days. That's a blessing. That gives you hope right there. That's the interrupting that anxiety with gratitude. God, I thank you for my past, because it is a reminder that you are a way maker, a miracle worker. Yes, I was in some tight situations, but in my past, I have evidence that you came in and rescued me and put my feet back on solid ground. I can do hard things. It is also a testament that storms don't always last, that joy cometh in the morning. But you wouldn't know that if you didn't stop for a second and say thank you to your past. You can say thank you to yourself for having the strength to keep going in spite of, you know, the rejection, in spite of not making a ton of money, in spite of not having everybody support that you feel you should have. You know, one of the things that a lot of newbie entrepreneurs or newbie artists or content creators or just people with a dream or, you know, some type of passion, one thing that trips them up is that they feel like, I don't get the support from my friends and family that I thought I would. And that hurts, right? Because we think that our people should automatically have our back, be in our corner, just like Young Miami was with that sign for Puff Daddy, like, go, bae, go. And a lot of times it doesn't work out like that. Why? Well, I don't think that everybody is malicious and a hater and all that. Sometimes your people just not your target audience. And sometimes, to keep it 1,000, some people are jealous of you. Some people are envious of you. But the fact that in spite of all that, you can keep going, you got your past to thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those situations when, you know, you had to let some friendships go. It was hard, but you did it. And we are thankful for that, right? True. Sometimes you got to thank your past for not giving you exactly what you wanted. I remember being 23 and be like, oh my God, God, I want to be married, have kids, have a car, be established in my career. None of that happened until I was into my late 30s. And as I look back, it's like, God, thank you that I didn't get all that stuff at that time, that I thought I wanted it, that I thought I needed it, right? There is no way in this world that 23-year-old Jessica could handle any of that stuff. At the time, it felt disappointing. At the time, I felt like God was hating on me and wasn't giving me what I wanted. But now I'm so grateful, because in that season of, 15 years, I had to mature. I had to learn who I was as a woman, learn what I wanted. At 23, I didn't know none of that stuff. I was learning it, right? But sometimes we get so frustrated when we don't get what we want right then and there. Baby, that is a
gift. What is that saying? No's isn't a flat out just no for the end of time. It's rejection is redirection. That's what I'm trying to say, right? We think that when doors close in our face, or we don't get the promotion, or we don't get the job, or somebody tells us no and all of that, that that's the end all be all. A lot of that stuff is your protection. It's protecting you from some heartache you don't need to experience, from some debt you don't need to be in, from some weird relationship that's not in the plans for you, right? But in the moment, it's like, God, why aren't I succeeding the way I want to? Well, baby, because that form of success, it seems good, it looks good, it feels good, right? But that ain't yours. It ain't supposed to work out like that for you in that moment. Does that mean that you can't have it forever, never? Amen. No, it just means that right there, you had a little bit more growing to do, a little bit more learning to do. God had to connect some dots, connect you with some people that can help you get to that next level, right? But you wouldn't know it if you didn't go through it. And sometimes we have to stop and say thank you to my past for not giving me exactly what I wanted, right? That's how you express gratitude. It's okay to say, Lord, I thank you for the food in my plate. Lord, I thank you for the clothes on my back. But that gets bland. That gets blah. To get specifically grateful, you have to tap back into your past. Think about where you are now in your present and where you want to be in the future, right? Thank you, past, for rerouting me. Thank you for new direction. Thank you for not giving me what I wanted. Thank you for the insight. Thank you for allowing me the space to experiment, right? We have to thank you for our past. Thank the past for the past, right? Okay, let's talk about the present, right? A lot of us are not where we want to be right now. Right? And it is hard. It's especially hard because when you get on social media, you see people celebrating the exact thing that you want, the exact thing that you've been working hard for, the exact thing that you've been training on, the exact thing that you've invested money that you ain't even have in your bank. Why not me, Lord? What's going on, right? And it hurts. But how can you stop it from hurting that bad? How can you stop yourself from sitting there low-key hating on the other person? How can you stop the envy and the jealousy? You can hone in on what's working for you right now in this present moment. God, I know right now that I would like to stop living paycheck to paycheck, right? But I'm grateful that I have an extra $50 in my account. There was a time where I didn't have a job, where I didn't have a dime to my name. I am grateful for this job. I am grateful that I have money to pay my bills, because there was a moment where all of my bills was on payment arrangements. I didn't know how my lights was going to stay on, how my heat was going to come on. You know, NICOR and American Water was calling you every 5 days. Ma'am, do you got your payment? Come on, somebody. Sometimes you have to tap into, you know, that past and that present. God, I want to be further along. I want more for my life. But right now, I am grateful for what I have. You know, I want to be living in a better neighborhood, Lord, but I'm grateful for this apartment that I have now, because I ain't up under my mama like I used to be. I ain't living with that broke man who ain't helped pay the rent like I used to be. I am independent. I am on my own. Lord, I don't want to be living with roommates, but I'm grateful for my roommates, because without them, child, I wouldn't have some camaraderie, or we wouldn't have movie night on Tuesday. Sometimes you got to get specific. Lord, I would love to have my own stationery business. I would love to be making hand over fist money. I would love to be Fortune and Forbes and on New York Times bestsellers. But God, I'm grateful for this show that I have, that people show up every week and listen to little old me run my mouth. I am grateful for that. I'm grateful. This is, you know, for the clothes that's on my back. Yes, I want to be wearing Christian Dior. Yes, I want to go on a shopping spree. But Father God, I thank you for this H&M honey that's in there to keep me cute, keep me tight and right. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. What you appreciate appreciates. It grows in value. The more you say thank you, the more you open yourself up for the opportunity for more of it to come into your life. You have to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the good that is happening now. What is happening now that is good? I got gas in my tank. Lord, I thank you. There are people out there that ain't got enough money to get some gas in their tank. I can go from to and fro. Y'all, there was a time when I was on every single bus and train in Chicago, getting from the south east side of Chicago all the way up north to go to rehearsals. I was on the red line at 1 a.m. in the morning, and that is a line you don't want to be on at 1 a.m. on the blue line at 1 a.m. in the morning trying to get myself back and forth to auditions. So when I get in my car now and I'm able to go to Target, get some groceries and load up my trunk, I stop and I say thank you, because there was a time when I was hauling not only my groceries to and fro on the trains on the south side of Chicago, I was also hauling my laundry. I was going to the club on the trains, you know, and the trains is a beautiful thing. The buses is a beautiful thing. But when you riding on that for every single thing, and it's not quite like New York, you know, like New Yorkers, y'all kind of used to that. In Chicago, we do it. But baby, doing that in the dead of winter on the southeast side, where I live, everything stopped running at 11 because it's kind of crazy to live over there. It's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. I have to say thank you. Yes, it's not the Maserati that I want. It's not the Range Rover. But baby, me and this little rogue, we gonna make it do what it do. Interrupt all that self-doubt, that hater from across the street, that grass is always greener, that feelings that you aren't enough. Interrupt all of that by ushering in some gratitude, by saying thank you to your past and present. Now let's talk about the future, right? One thing that I've been really tapping into is that I am a co-creator with God in my life, right? A lot of us live life and we're waiting for things to happen. You know what I mean? And I grew up in a very loving Christian home, and in our, you know, how we grew up in church, it was just like, just ask God, just pray, he gonna deliver. And I believe that, but I also believe that God is half the time waiting on you. He like, dude, I can't bless you until you start doing some research. I can't, you know, help you with this big project unless you, you know, start asking questions in class. I can't help you move forward in your business until you learn how to pitch, until you start that YouTube channel, until you get on Instagram and tell people about your services. Lord, I want more clients. Lord, why ain't nobody buying my stuff? You ain't talking about it, right? So once you start realizing that you have more onus in your own life, that you have more power, you don't have to stay bound to nothing that don't align with where you are now, right? If your job ain't working for you no more, you can say, hey, I don't like this. I am going to start making the changes that I need to make to be who it is that I want to be. So let's say right now you a secretary. That's cool. That's paying the bills. But there is a version of you that gets you so excited. You're like, you know what? I've always wanted to be a writer. When I was a little girl, I would just buy notebooks and pens and write stories all day long. And you know what? Right now in the present, I got a manuscript that I've been kink tinkering with. In the future, I would love to be on somebody's New York Times bestsellers list. I would love to be traditionally published by Harper's Collins. I would love for my book to be optioned into a movie. All of that can happen, right? You just got to start doing the work, and you have to start saying thank you for the possibility that all those things can happen. Lord, I thank you. Right now, I'm just a blogger, but Father God, I'm so excited because in the future, I know that I have everything within me where I can self-publish a book. God, I'm so grateful that yes, my money a little bit funny now, but I know that I know that I know that I was not sent on this earth to be in debt, to be riddled by bills, to be, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, to not being able to buy what I want to buy. I know, I thank you. I'm so grateful, Father God, that in my future, which can be right now, by the way, there's a book called Manifest Now. I'll be sure to link it in the show notes by Adil Ahmad that talks about not wishing for forever. You can wish and want and manifest all that stuff now. God, I know right now this bill says I'm 50 days late. My credit looks stinky, but Father God, I am already a millionaire and I thank you. Father God, I already have a thriving business and I thank you. Father God, I got a good job where not only I could pay all my bills, I could save some money, I could shop where I want to shop, I could go to Whole Foods and shop in the organic section, and I still have money left over. Start claiming what it is that you do not see as if you see it in the now. That is how you interrupt some of that anxiety. That anxiety, oh my God, I'm in debt. You ain't gonna be in debt forever, right? But you don't know that until you start claiming that in your life. And some people be like, girl, that's hocus pocus. Girl, that's foolishness. And you know what? I would rather use my imagination doing stuff like that. God, I thank you that I'm already a success. Thank you, God, for my clients that I don't even have. Then using that valuable time worrying, stressed out, and anxious. Worrying and stress is using the same amount of brain power and imagination power then speaking life into your life. It's the same thing. You sitting up there worrying about how I'm gonna pay my bills, how I'm gonna do this, all is lost, I ain't, don't nobody love me, everybody hate me. That same energy can be spun and used into a positive, it could be used for a tool, right? Oh God, I know things are shaky right now, but I'm so grateful that in a minute, in an instant, all of this can change. I know that you are working everything out for my greater good in the background. I know that I can make wise financial decisions and get myself out of here. I know that you are connecting the dots and connecting me with the right people that can help me, you know, advance in my career. God, I'm so grateful, right? So that's how you incorporate the future into your gratitude, right? Don't buy into the hype like, well, manifesting is make-believe. Yeah, it's make-believe, but so is worrying. Worrying is stressing out over something that has not happened yet, but so is faith. Faith is the same exact thing. It's just the positive of fear, right? Use your imagination for good. Speak what you want to have happen in your life as if it's already there. You know, I say it all the time. When I was just blogging and just writing up articles all day long, the reason I was so passionate about it was because I was acting like my little blog was Vogue. Like, I got these deadlines to make. My mom used to tease me like, girl, get off your computer. It was like, no, my heart was in it. It was like I was Anna Wintour. When I'm on this podcast and it takes me 8 hours to produce a 30 minutes or 45 minute show, I don't give a damn because I'm like, I'm Oprah Winfrey right now. I don't care. That's what she gonna do. I'm Beyonce. I'm Rihanna, whoever, right? You have to pretend sometimes to step into what it is that you really want, and you will start attracting it, right? A lot of people don't believe in the law of attraction, and you know, there's some of it that I'm like, yeah, whatever, but I much rather believe in that than believe in my doubts, believe in my fears, believe in everything ain't working against me. Now, that's not to say my feet ain't planting in reality. I know that there are some days that I will lose, that I'll be rejected. Will I be feeling crazy and broke, busted, and disgusted? But there, my best days are still ahead of me, and knowing that gives me the umption to keep going, to keep staying light and positive. Yes, there are some days where I will fall down a Twitter rabbit hole and be in a funk and consume all the junk and distract myself and try to self-sabotage, but I still have the wherewithal to know, Jessica, you are here on purpose for a person. Purpose. Get about that funk, girl. Come on and let's download Inside Timer and find a guided meditation that could get you back centered. That's why I'm always trying to figure out, how do I get back reconnected to me, reconnected to my purpose, reconnected to God? Because yes, I could kiki with the best of them, and there's nothing wrong with social media, none of that. But you know when you feel yourself getting off track. You know when you've lost contact with yourself. The reason why I'm reading all these books and doing all these affirmations and all that is because I'm always trying to get back to me, get back to God, because there's, for such a long time, I outsourced me. I was always trying to find the answer in some man and some new fad, just something else. And I know that the answer is within me, right? I have the answer. I know my next steps along with God guiding me, but I can't find that in other people and other outside forces. Yes, it can inspire me and you know, get my wheels going. But at the end of the day, I have to have that connection. That's why I'm always fighting for that. And that's why I'm sharing this with you. These tips and tricks that I'm giving on the podcast, I'm really just talking to myself. You know, somebody asked me, how do I come up with content ideas? Girl, I be talking to myself. And I'm just so grateful that in me talking to myself, I'm blessing other people. That's a bonus, right? But it was me trying to just say, girl, get it together. Or girl, I give you grace. Or girl, get up and keep going, right? So that is today's episode. In order to invite more abundance into your life, in order to invite more peace in your life, more confidence, more self-assuredness, more love, care, trust, and respect for your damn self, get into the habit of thanking your past, present, and your future, right? And it'll help you to stop being so blah. Lord, I thank you for today. Nothing wrong with that. But when you get specific, what are you grateful for? God, I'm so grateful that the job didn't work out, because 3 months later, you blessed me with my dream job. God, I'm so grateful that relationship didn't work out. 5 years later, you know, we hope it happens instantaneously, but 5 years later, I met the love of my life and I'm in a healthy relationship. We not arguing. We not toxic. I thank you for that. Thank you to my future self, right? Girl, you are doing the damn thing. I thank you. I see you and you keep me going. Get into the habit. Lord, I'm grateful for the money that's in my account. I'm thankful for the friendships that I have now. I'm grateful for the position that I'm in now, right? And watch things start to shift into your life, right? And it'll be incredible to watch. So y'all, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I just got a favor to ask for you. If you could go into Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rate and review, that really does help get our Make-ish Happen message out there. Please do it. I'll read it on air and say thank you so much. Also, I mentioned a lot of things in today's episode. If you didn't get a chance to jot it down, do not worry. I got your back. Just go to thesundayjumpstart.com and click on today's episode. Everything I mentioned will be there in the show notes, including transcripts in case you like to print stuff out, highlight it, frame it, whatever the case may be. We have some transcripts there. Also, be sure to follow along my daily adventures behind the scenes over on Instagram. The handle is at The Sunday Jumpstart. All right, you guys, I love you so much. I am praying for you. I'll be back here this Wednesday with a shorter episode. Those are called the quick tips, where we just spend 5 to 10 minutes together doing something that'll help us finish the week strong. Y'all hear Kobe waking up? That's my cue to go. I love you and bye-bye.